You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
So our reading is Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 7 to 30. Therefore I prayed, and understanding was given me. I called on God, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepters and thrones, and I accounted wealth as nothing in comparison with her. Neither did I liken to her any priceless gem, because all gold is but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. I loved her more than health and beauty, and I chose to have her rather than light, because her radiance never ceases. All good things came to me along with her, and in her hands uncounted wealth. I rejoice in them all, because wisdom leads them, but I did not know that she was their mother. I learned without guile, and I impart without grudging. I do not hide her wealth, for it is an unfailing treasure for mortals. Those who get it obtain friendship with God, commended for the gifts that come from instruction. May God grant me to speak with judgment and to have thoughts worthy of what I have received. For God is the guide even of wisdom and the corrector of the wise. For both we and our words are in His hand, as are all understanding and skill in crafts. For it is God who gave me unerring knowledge of what exists, to know the structure of the world and the activity of elements, the beginning and the end and middle of times, the alterations of the solstices and the changes of the seasons, the cycles of the year and the constellations of the stars, the natures of animals and the tempers of wild animals, the powers of spirits and the thoughts of human beings, the varieties of plants and the virtues of roots. I learned both what is secret and what is manifest, for wisdom, the fashioner of all things, taught me. There is in her a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen and irresistible, beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all, and penetrating through all spirits that are intelligent, pure, and altogether subtle. For wisdom is more mobile than any motion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. For she is the breath of the power of God, and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, nothing defiled gains entrance into her. For she is a reflection of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the working of God, and an image of God's goodness. Although she is but one, she can do all things, and while remaining in herself, she renews all things. In every generation, she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. For God loves nothing so much as the person who lives with wisdom. She is more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior. For it is succeeded by the night, but against wisdom, evil does not prevail. Sisters and brothers, in these human words, God's word is heard. Thanks be to God. So last week, for those that are here, medyo may preview tayo kanina, I mentioned a few things about the preaching last week. So what was our lesson last week? What was it about? Sa mga nandito. What was our life and death? What about life and death? Our mortality. Na hindi tayo, we are not forever. And what lesson is that about? If we know that we are mortal. To appreciate the people around us. That's one. Make every moment count. So, last week, we talked about the reality of death. That only death, the awareness of death, brings us a true experience of life. No? At kinuha ko nga yung turo ni nung isang yogi teacher, isang kilalang yogi teacher sa India, si Sadhguru. No? Sabi niya, if you know that you are mortal, you will arrange your life in such a natural way that you will not do stupid things. Ano yung sabi niya? What are the things, kasi may nagtanong diba sa kanya, what are the three things that you should do every morning? Yun yung tanong sa kanya. At ang sagot niya, it's not about what you should do. It's about the awareness that you are alive. The awareness that you are alive is also the awareness that you will die. And if you know that, you will do only what matters most. Yung sabi niya. Pakisara yung pinto. So, in the calendar of the church, we are about to end the liturgical cycle. Mag-new year na ang church. And that's why in the churches that follow the liturgical cycle, the scripture readings for the past few weeks have been about parables of the end times. So we did not follow it kasi hindi naman tayo super nagpa-follow ng lectionary. But the high churches, the Catholic Church and the other high churches like the Episcopal Church, no, ang lectionary for the past weeks was the parables of Jesus relating to the end times. The kingdom of God is like unto this. Magkukwento na si Jesus. No? For today nga, ang lectionary actually today is the parable of the 10 virgins, the 10 maidens. Maganda siyang i-preach. May magandang progressive teaching sa kanya, pero kulang ang oras ko to ilatag siya. So, hindi ko siya ipipreach today. But one of the lectionary readings is from the Book of Wisdom. Actually, chapter 6 ang lectionary reading today. Kaso parang hindi siya masyadong maganda. Or hindi full yung kanyang message. So, I checked chapter 7 and lo and behold, mas bet ko ang chapter 7. And the Spirit hopefully spoke to me to preach about chapter 7 of the Book of Solomon. So, today we are talking about wisdom. We are talking about wisdom. What is wisdom? Tingin nyo, ano ba ang wisdom? Sa Tagalog ay Karunungan. Ha? De, kaalaman. Learning. So what is walang direct wisdom? Ano ang wisdom? Tingin niyo. So sa Hebrew, pangit nga ng Hebrew word niya eh. Chakam. May ibang derivation niya, chokom, etc. etc. Pero chakam. Ang kanyang and sa Hebrew ang ano niya is ang kanyang ibig sabihin ay learning, to learn, to pero ang isa niyang ano is to be prudent, yung hindi ano yan, hindi padalos-dalos, no? Bakit ko ba sinara? Meron kasi akong Hebrew some application dito eh. Kailangan kong buksan ulit mamaya. Mali na naman yung ano ko. So pero yon. So in Hebrew, ngayon the word wisdom in English, it comes from Old English and Germanic origins yung word na yan. Sa Old English, ang root word niya ay wiz. Wiz, parang Gaelingo, no? Wiz, wit. Wiz. Ang kanyang from the root word, Old English root word, meaning learned, prudent, sane, nasa tamang pag-iisip. Pero meron isa, sabi, discreet. Discreet. Discreet pala si wisdom. Paminta pala si wisdom. Discreet. And it speaks of discernment. Discernment. Sa German at Saxon language, ang ano niya is wisdom, judgment or governance, something like that. Wise governance, wise judgment. Because it also comes from the root word weighed, meaning to see, to be aware, to see. And sa Christian, ano nga natin, di ba? You are the light of the world. Nobody hides a lamp under the bed or under the table. If your eyes... Meron pa yung mga sayings ni Jesus, di ba? Your eyes is the giver of light to your body. So, Last week, ang teaching nga is the awareness of our mortality. The awareness of our mortality gives us a larger experience of life. No? Many teachers, many religious leaders of many places and many times have always spoken about this, no? The reality of death. The reality of death. And there are many other principles of wisdom. This is one form of wisdom, to be aware that you are mortal. Now, to be wise does not necessarily mean that you have a doctorate, certificate, master's, bachelor's degree. Certainly, we know how many people na kahit sa kabila ng kanilang mga degrees, multiple degrees, licenses and PhDs ay wala namang wisdom. Merong knowledge. Merong learning, pero walang wisdom. Diba? Sabi nga nila, yung ano daw yung PhD? Puro hangin lang din. Parang gano'n. PhD. Puro hangin din. Pero that also doesn't mean na masama ang magkaroon ng degree. Certainly, kailangan naman natin yan, especially in our modern world today. Hindi naman masama ang may degree or may doctorate, pero hindi siya ang pamantayan ng pagiging wise, pagkakaroon ng wisdom. It helps. Degrees, learnings, formal education helps to give wisdom, especially the experience of learning in a formal education. But certainly, hindi lahat ng bagay ay nakukuha at hindi lahat ng karunungan ay nakukuha sa pagkakaroon ng degree. It does help. And so, sa tingin ko, ako'y nag-iisip-isip kanina about wisdom and about being wise. I think there are four fundamental, actually five, may pang five. Five fundamental, timeless wisdom. Na gasgas na ang mga teachers of all times and of all places, including Jesus, including Gautama, Sadhguru, and others, who have been telling us time and again. So, there are five. Four and then plus one. Number one is yung kanina nga, the awareness of death. We are mortal. The thing is, majority of people live their lives as if death will never come until it's too late. So, one of the fundamentals of wisdom and wisdom philosophy is that you are mortal. That one day, you will die. And you do not know when. You might die this very moment, or tomorrow, or later, or the next week. You don't know. That you are mortal. That's first wisdom. Second, to know thyself is the beginning of wisdom, according to some Greek philosophers. Or Socrates ba yan? Parang Socratic yan, no? To know thyself is the beginning of wisdom. Sabi pa nga na, it is the only wisdom there is. To know how we think, to feel, to know how we feel and go about our lives and relationships, to know our brokenness as well as our giftedness. Knowing who we are and how we are helps us to be better individuals and better communities. Sa Buddhist way of life and philosophy and spirituality, yan ang the ultimate practice is the practice of knowing oneself and how you regulate the passions of the body and the passions of the mind. So that's second, the awareness and the knowledge of oneself. Number three, that all of creation are interconnected. That all of humanity are connected. We are each responsible for one another. I am my neighbor's reflection, and my neighbor is my reflection. My hunger is their hunger. Their sickness is my sickness. Their oppression is my oppression. My freedom is their freedom. What happens to my fellow human being and to the larger creation or cycle of life in this world ultimately affects me. We are bound to each other's fate. We are called to participate in this cycle and community we call life. That is one wisdom. The interconnectedness of all of this earth. Napanood ko nga yan sa Channel 11. Alam ko na anong title ng documentary na yun. Yung palang buhangin sa mga disyerto sa Saudi Arabia at Africa, yan pala ay dinadala ng hangin papunta sa Amazon jungle and rivers. At meron siyang importansya doon sa environment, doon sa ecology ng Amazon. No? Na-amaze ako doon. No? And then, that hindi pala puno ang largest producer of oxygen. It's actually the planktons of the sea. yung mga si Plankton pala sa ano to? SpongeBob. Sa SpongeBob na villain doon is actually the most important component of one of the most important components of life, of human life, of animal life, no? Nagpo-produce ng oxygen. So the interconnectedness of all of creation, of all this earth, of all this, everything there is in the world, knowing and being aware that we are all connected, is another form of wisdom, another fundamental of wisdom. And number four, inasmuch as we are interconnected and one, we are one, that there is diversity and plurality in all of creation. Diversity is part of the beauty and the law governing life and creation. God did not create any one thing that is similar. Especially humans, there is not one single human being that are exactly the same. Even twins have different DNA and fingerprints. Diversity is part of creation. Plurality is part of creation. And lastly, number five, of course, not everyone will agree with this because some people are atheists. Some do not believe in God. But to those who believe in God and the divine or the divine, God can only be experienced. God can only be experienced. Kaya nga yan yung sinasabi namin, because at least in Christianity for the last 1800 years or 1900 years, ang theology ay palaging lutang, palaging nasa taas. All of these theological and dogmatic highfaluting explanations about God, etc., etc. But in the last 50-100 years, we are rediscovering the God that is experienced rather than articulated and tinatawag nga namin na the theology or the God from below. The God that is experienced in community, experienced in creation, God who is here and now. We are rediscovering yung tinatawag na Emmanuel, God who is with us. Or incarnation, the God who became flesh and dwelt among us and never went back, according to the Gospel of Mark. So yan, five wisdoms. Five fundamental wisdoms that if you live by these five fundamental wisdoms, ulitin ko sinabi ni Sadhguru, you will arrange your life naturally in such a way that you will not do stupid things. That you will not do things that will hurt others, that will hurt yourself, and that will hurt creation in the cycle of life. There are more, no? There are of course other lessons that are timeless that ought to govern our life. And itong five fundamental lessons na to, even if I tell you this, unless this is experienced by you and realized by you in your life, you will not understand this. Pwede mo siya maintindihan in a very cerebral, intellectual mind way. But unless these five things are something that you intentionally experience in your life, you will still do stupid things. There are many other lessons in life. Some of it are Buddhist teachings. Some of it are Christian teachings. Nung pag tinignan mo ang mga different religions, minsan may mga overlap yan eh. Of timeless and transcendent lessons and wisdoms. Wisdom to see, to know, to understand from a place of experience, feeling, and consciousness. Our reading tells us that wisdom is preferable than scepters and thrones, meaning better than amassing power and authority. Wealth is nothing to wisdom, says the writer of the Wisdom of Solomon. Certainly, hindi naman si Solomon ang nagsulat nito. We can be certain about that. It was just attributed to Solomon. Wealth is nothing to wisdom, says the writer of the Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom cannot be compared to a precious gem. Gold is nothing but sand, silver but clay. After all, yun palagi kong niisip, minsan nakausap ko si Jonas. Kasi ang ano nila is jewelry, no? Jewelry for weddings. Ano ba naman yung diamond? Come to think of it, is the diamond valuable during the prehistoric age? It's nothing. It's a piece of stone. Who said that it is valuable? Only now. Girls, De Beers. Diba? What is gold? It's, diba? If the earth did not have humans and everything was just animals and insects, does gold have any value? Nothing. So sabi niya, wisdom is preferable, is more valuable than gold or gems or silver. Sabi niya pa, wisdom is better than physical beauty. Not that, hindi naman ibig sabihin ng lahat ng ito ay masama. Hindi naman yun ang ibig niya sabihin. Hindi niya ibig sabihin na masama ang wealth, masama ang power and authority, masama ang physical beauty, hindi niya sinasabi niya. They are not bad in themselves, but without wisdom, power, beauty, and wealth are destructive because power without wisdom is oppression. Beauty without wisdom is superficial and nothing more than vanity. All good things comes with wisdom. And those who seek wisdom, sabi nga sa text, obtain the friendship of God. Kasi again, at least the idea is, if you have these five fundamental wisdom, you will arrange yourself and the plans of your life in a way that you will not hurt others and yourselves. Therefore, you have friendship with God. The text goes on with a description of wisdom, which one can see and hear where Christian descriptions about the Word made flesh comes from. In theological circles, kung paano dinescribe ang wisdom sa book na to at sa Ecclesiastes, some would say, si Jesus Christ to being told in the Old Testament. Some would say naman it is the Holy Spirit. The description, one of the descriptions is said that wisdom is the power and the breath of God. She, female, she is a reflection of the eternal light and a spotless mirror of the working of God, an image of God's goodness. For God loves nothing so much as the person who loves wisdom. For what is wisdom in a person or community's life but this? Ano ba ang wisdom sa isang tao, sa isang komunidad, maliban dito? Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. The five fundamental wisdoms can be summarized in that verse in Micah 6:8. Love God. Oh, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God. The constant consciousness of our death, the continuing knowing of ourselves, the realization that we are all connected and we are each other's keeper, and the truth that we are all diverse tells us, calls us, and teaches us to experience God through justice work by being of service to others, through mercy by acts of compassion and kindness all the days of our lives, and through humility by the shedding of our egos and personal agendas. This is wisdom, that our lives and our death are intentionally geared towards what it means to be truly human and to be truly divine as God's children. And therefore, I close again this sermon or this preaching with the same verse as last week. True wisdom is also like unto this. Seek first the kingdom of God and God's justice, and all these things, power, beauty, wealth, shall be added unto you.